Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. I am your host, Aunt Lee. Thank you for joining Aunt Lee's Treasures. I hope you're enjoying this smooth rendition of Cool in the Gang. It's Summer Madness Instrumental. I hope you like it as much as I do, because this is Auntie's Jam. First things first, though, Asian women, we support you. This violence against us, all of color, is not acceptable, and we stand with you to stop the damn madness of discrimination. Standing together, shouting from the rooftop, stop killing us! Please, stop killing us! Today, I'm going to give a little tiny advice about peace of mind and saving your own space from toxic energy people. Stop stressing and start living a peaceful life. I have had several outbursts of anger over the years behind someone else's foolery at thinking I'm one to be played with. Beware of the quiet chick, which is also an Aries. She can be a double-edged sword. So yes, I have chomped a few asses in my day and still can chomp a few more if that side of me is provoked. Lord, forgive me. I'm a grown-ass woman now. I've learned from my past mistakes. Moving right along. However, as always, Auntie Lee has a few treasures of growth to help you out. I know it helped me out, so I'm going to pass on this little jewel to you to maybe help you out too. If you need it, that is. If not, keep doing what you do, boo. Ha. Turn this music down a little bit. Still couldn't hear over the music. Had to turn it down. Anywho, listen. Every day we deal with so much weighing down you mentally, spiritually, and physically. And the reality is that we need to learn how to protect our peace. And I'm going to give you 5 gems to do just that. Call in at 845-277-9412. Or email me at auntleestreasures@gmail.com with your piece of advice, and I'll add it to the list. Now, we all deal with this or have dealt with this. Some of you have figured out your secret to peace already. But if you're listening, it's probably because you want to learn this. And that's the fact that we're not protecting our peace. We are not creating a life balance that allows us to thrive or allows us to be energetic, allows us to be as productive as we can be, to live the quality of life we deserve and desire. And the truth is, we get so caught up in this world that we just let life run past instead of running our life, running with life. I mean, come on now. Life is short. We don't take control. We all slow things down, and that needs to change. So I'm going to lay it out for you. The 5 ways to control this little stress. Okay. Where am I? Okay. 5 ways to control this little stress that we deal with every day, and sometimes you just feel like you want to just smash somebody in the head with a brick. Sometimes you wish there could be a cartoon so you could just ring their bell and then move on with your day. And they're still alive and you're not in jail, of course. So anyway, we're going to do it a little bit more humanely and find your secret to peace. Okay? It's probably because we need it. We need this peace. We are not creating a life of balance. So let's just get into it so we can learn some tricks and trades and gems and jewels and maybe pick up a little advice from Auntie and help you be productive like I'm helping me to go after the things that we deserve and desire. The truth is we just can't keep getting caught up in the life running by us routine. We got to take control. Okay. 5 ways that we can do this, I'm going to share with you, to change things, slow things down that needs to change. So I'm going to lay it out, the 5 ways that were shared with me to combat this little thorn in your side. As I said, of course, there could be more to be added to the list, so feel free to comment. Okay, number one, first and foremost, take a day off. Stop working every day. Work, kids, house, partner, sleep, wake up, and do it again. We need to recharge from burnout. Shut off the social media and TV. Create a schedule. Have one full day off. If it's Saturday, give him or her space for themselves. Don't worry about who they texted or talking to. Don't worry about where they go. Don't worry about how long they've been gone. Stay in your realm. Stay in your woosah moment. Enjoy you. Get to know you. Enjoy your peace of quiet. Anyway, kick the kids out. If you're single, have a friend or a relative watch the kids and pamper you. Take a damn day off. You deserve it. Do it this Saturday. You'll be glad you did. And number 2, don't argue. Do not argue or take negative, talk negative, listen negative. Just have a damn negative attitude. Let it go. Energy is transferable, so watch the energy around and in you. Look for a positive eye or ear. Don't bother with every little argument. Nothing wrong with being silent when an argument starts. The hell, can't argue by yourself. So that should cool the argument right on down. Find your peace. Woosah, center, center, bring it back, bring it back. Do not take on negative energy and lose your pride. Every battle is not winnable or even worth the energy it takes to make someone not listening try to understand your point of view. Number 3, remove negative influences, including family and most definitely friends. Toxic people bring hazard waste to your spirit. Why entertain trash, especially when it's affecting you mentally? Become aware of what bothers you and avoid it at all costs. Control it. If it's your quick temper, when you find yourself having a, you know, being ready to snap at something, silently count to 10. If you can't make it to 10, count to 3. 1, 2, motherfucking 3. Okay. Now I'm going to say this little comma. You can do it. You can do it. Instead of, blah, 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 don't make me have to. You can always count to 10 and be like, okay, listen here, I'm going to have to let you have it real soft and easy, but then just read them real good. Get it out your system. Got to get rid of negative influences. Sometimes family can be the absolute fragganaggle worst, okay? I mean, you can't change your family. You can't pick them. You can't grow them, and you can't sell them. But you got to love them no matter what. You don't have to be bothered with them, but you got to love them. You got to honor them, whatever title they are. Auntie, I don't give a damn if you don't like me or not. I'm still your aunt. She's still your aunt. That's still your uncle. They're older than your little ass. Probably changed your pamper or even babysat for you. So give them the respect that is due of saying their title or even just watching your tongue when you don't like something that they say or something. Use your words, but don't lose your respect. because aunties with a double-edged sword will lose it and forget all about what the hell's going on and just bring it on back down to the streets. Now we got to apologize and shit. We supposed to be the grown ones. So y'all youngins, millennials, y'all born in the 70s and the 80s, bring it on down. Find the respect, please. Because y'all asses got kids right now, and I bet you they're giving you hell. And you're wishing that they would listen and that they would clean up their room and all this other stuff. Find your peace. Woosa, woosa. Don't entertain trash, especially when it affects you mentally. Definitely don't fall in the pit with the mess eaters. And you are not, nor do you want to fall victim of entertaining wrong people, because that'll get you off track. Before you know it, that in which you entertain, you become. So watch all that. Definitely number four, prayer and meditation. Listen, like therapy, a lot of us melanin people have a problem with therapy or find issue with meditation. Let me tell you something. I have learned that meditation definitely works. It definitely centers you. Meditation has nothing to do with not believing in God. It has everything to do with centering yourself and calming your brain down. Take a step back, breathe, and get clarity. Pray, because only God can help us in our mess or divert us from mess. Guard your heart, mind, and soul. Clear your mind and slow things down. Then maybe smoke a blunt. I don't know. But meditation does work, and so doesn't yoga. But I like meditation. Number five, don't forget, eat, sleep. Eat and sleep. Get more than 3 hours, mom. Get more than five. I know there's not enough time in the day to get 8 hours worth of sleep. Half the time we're nibbling the crumbs because we're busy, busy, busy. We don't even eat a damn meal. So slow it down. Get some sleep. Get some food. Relax. Take some time for yourself. Woosa. Have a glass of wine. Blum, whatever your pleasure is. Find your woosa. We live in a sleep-deprived world. Go, 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 go. Gotta get it done attitude. No stop. No stop in nothing. Just, oh my God, I gotta get it done. Every dang thing don't have to be done today. And it don't have to be done tomorrow. Hell, if you gotta put it on the back burner until Saturday when it's your day off, and it's got to do with you, then put it off till Saturday. But it don't have to be done today, so don't rack your brain about the details. Just take care of what's in front of you right now. Get it done today. So sleep, not to mention it's healthy for you, your body, mind, and soul. Eat food that powers your body, okay? Even if you don't like certain foods, do damn better. Food for health is better than a pill a day for one ailment or another. Drink a lot of water. Put cucumbers in it. Put blueberries in it. Do something. Give it some flavor or something. But drink the damn water. You can get alkaline water. That's even better. Oh, my God. Water washes out all the toxins from your body. So if you've had a night of drinking, smoking, partying, throat hurt, whatever, even if you ain't had all of that, smoking cigarettes all day, just eating bad foods or whatever, washing it down is like a power wash to the inside of your body. We need water, people, so try to fit it in there. Just, you know, even if it's a glass a day, your skin will thank you. In the meantime, keep your nose clean, your hands busy, and your ass out of trouble. Mind the man in the mirror first. Take your concerns to the Lord in private, and you will have a stress-free day. Now tuck that little nugget in your jewel box and grow. Okay. on to positive women movers and shakers of the 21st century. I would like to give a hats off to the many women making a difference in this, oh God, in this crazy world today. Kudos to you, ladies. Kudos to the women that are stepping up. Kudos. You can't do much without a woman running things, or at least behind it with our mind power and our organizational skills. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We always get the back end of the totem pole, but we are actually the brains of the whole damn engine. So kudos to you women for standing up and keeping up the fight, keeping up the hard work, and your sincere thank you for your courage and dedication to for equal rights, for equal voting rights, for just for every little aspect of what every woman is doing right now for the betterment of other women. Hats off to you. Kudos. I'm in the race with you. Okay. Wait. So this is April, the month of April, the month of Aries the Ram, which is my month, my sign, my time. Turn it on up, as the kids say. Turn it all the way up, or something like that. Wait a minute. What? Oh, wait. It's turn up. Thanks, son. Turn up! April is bringing us much-needed, long-awaited changes. It's springtime. Everything grows in the spring. There's a renewal in the spring. There's a new blooming, a newness about spring, life. Everything comes to life. Ideas, dreams, passions, houses, cars, all of that stuff. It all blooms in the spring. So April brings long-awaited changes. It is the time to envision better things for ourselves individually and collectively. It is the time to surrender to the goodness within and step into the unknown. May it bring us the most positive blessings we all need so much right now. Get ready for the change. Get ready for the change. Get ready for the group, the growth, the manifestation of your hard, diligent work, and brace yourself to shine. Hey, I'm going to take that in because that's for me, too. Get ready. On another note, here's a quick munchie. Now, I love this one. This one is just... I know all y'all know who Sherry Shepherd is. She's got a little... quick little munchie that is good for you and good for your taste buds, baby. Listen, I came across actress Sherry Shepherd. Everybody knows that now she's a host of a show called, get this, Sherry Can't Cook. Yep, I said it. Girl can't cook. Oh, she says it herself. So I'm not talking about the lady behind her back, and I am not one to talk because I could use a few lessons my damn self. Anywho, she makes this really good muffin mix that I tried, and it's really very good, actually. So Auntie's going to share this recipe so you can make some of these goodies for yourself. Now write this down. You're going to need two bowls, one for wet, one for dry. She was not good on the measurements because she said she did it by eye. My mother used to say the same stuff. I need measurements. I don't know how Sherry Shepherd's doing it by eye when she can't cook, but anywho, my kind of girl. But I'm with adding your own to a dish. So I'm known for adding something that wasn't in the recipe in the first place. And my nieces always let me have it. Auntie, that ain't what the damn recipe said. All my nieces know it. So big shout out to my niece, Patrice. I love you, baby girl, for all the love you taught me a few things in the kitchen about seasoning, just about food, period. Thank you for saving Uncle Donald and Jaquan. They appreciate it. Anywho, you're going to need the following. Ready? Half a cup of oat milk, one egg, one teaspoon of vanilla, one banana, one apple, fourth of a cup of blueberries or raisins, and dried cranberries. That's the wet stuff. Half a cup of oat milk, egg, teaspoon of vanilla, banana, one apple, fourth cup of blueberries, raisins, or dried cranberries. Now you need one cup gluten-free oatmeal, half a teaspoon of cinnamon, one teaspoon pumpkin pie spice, one teaspoon baking powder. Turn the oven on at 350. Now you're mixing your little dry stuff together, and you're mixing. Oh, let me see. What did I say here? Okay. Now mix all the wet except the blueberries and the cranberries. So all that wet ingredients, mix that all in nicey nice. But don't put the blueberries and the cranberries. Okay, but you will need to first blend the banana slices, the banana and sliced apples before you add it to the wet mixture. So blend that up a little bit, make it like, you know, mush, so it'll make a nice mixture. Add in the dry mixture and fold until the mixture is blended nicely. Now add the blueberries and the cranberries and fold again a few times. Add to a muffin pan. This recipe, I think she made a dozen. I think it was one or two short of a dozen. I think that's what happened. She said she left out a fruit of some sort that she usually adds, and so it made a little bit less. Let me know if you make this. Let us know how they came out, or just go to Sherry Shepherd on IG and tell her yourself. She'd love to hear from you. You can also let her know I gave you the recipe and sent you her way. Let me tell you, her site is funny as hell. She can't cook. She ain't organized. Lord knows, it was funny as hell. She was fighting with the oven. I just love it. I love it because it just looks like me in the kitchen. So while you're waiting for that to cook at 350 for about 20 minutes, go ahead and make you some coffee or a smoothie and wait. Tick-tock, 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 tick-tock. The clock goes tick-tock, 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 tick-tock. Okay, muffins are done. Bang, out the oven. You're enjoying your healthy breakfast muffins. Listen, these muffins have bananas. They have apples, blueberries, raisins, all good for you stuff. Pumpkin, pie spice, all good for you stuff. And if you make a smoothie, a vegetable smoothie, now you got your fruits and your vegetables. Man, that's a power drink. You'll be good all day. I would really like to know, though, if you guys make this, let me know how it comes out. It's just too good to be true, but they are delicious little brownies, little muffins. I made some myself, and they're absolutely delicious. Listen, for all you young mothers out there who are getting ready for Easter, and maybe the daddy's gone or whatever, and you're a little angry, don't be angry. God has blessed you with a beautiful seed, something that you can nourish and teach how to be kind and loving. Take lots of pictures with your kids when they're little, because trust me, when they get to be teenagers, and it usually starts like around 15, they don't want no more Easter clothes, they don't want no more Easter baskets. No, they don't want no Easter egg hunt. Nowadays, they want a doggone video game. And so you're going to have to be creative with your teenagers. You really are, because these teenagers are getting wild. We got to be more involved with our teenagers. Like, we used to play volleyball and kickball and stuff out in the middle of the street. I remember. I remember my mother playing with us, but we're all so busy, busy, busy. Gotta slow it down, people. Gotta slow it down. Life is too short to keep going on and on around the mulberry bush, doing the same thing day in and day out, never getting a break, never taking time for yourself, never enjoying life. And you look back and you're like, damn, 5 years done went by. I ain't even had a vacation. I ain't stuck my feet in the ocean or something. Ain't had no sunshine. Been in the house for the last year with COVID. I'm about ready to explode. So people, please learn how to meditate. Learn how to take this time of COVID, even though things are opening up. Empty out your friendship case and your family case. Everything ain't for everybody. Let it go. Don't hold on to no stress. Don't hold on to no haterade. Don't hold on to what she said last year and it hurt my feelings. People are dying left and right. And we might not get a chance to say I'm sorry or it's okay or that wasn't all that important to even be mad about. We have to get more love, people. I know it's hard because it's a selfish world. But when we start with self-love, when we start with loving God and loving an entity that, God, I can go deep with that one. This is not even a religious segment, but you got to have a relationship with God because everything else is failing and he does not come back void. Anything he says he'll do, he does. Anything he tells you, you can do. You can with a positive mental attitude. Norman Vincent Peale, a writer, once said, whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe, the mind of man can achieve with a positive mental attitude. And those are words to live by, because that's true. Joyce Myers always says, where the mind goes, the man or woman does follow. So if you keep your mind in the gutter, you're going to stay in the trash can. If you keep your mind in the hate pool, you're going to stay in the haterade group. You're going to stay in the, you're going to stay there. Your stomach's going to hurt. So let that go. Release all of that. It's springtime. Birth anew. Be anew. Bring it all out. This is the year, black people. This is the year, black young people. Whatever you do, pay attention. Do not stop now on your voting. I'm paying attention to government, the offices that we vote in. It is time to look at mayors, governors, city solicitors, judges. Keep track of who's still on that good old boy road to insurrection. They got to go. They got to go. We have been fighting for centuries. This battle is over. We can't stop now. We might be tired. We might not want to hear no more, but we can't stop now. And when it's time to vote again, go vote. Pay attention. It's important. The only way we're going to grow as a people. And as always, I'm going to end this segment on that note. I love you. Remember to be a blessing to someone on purpose. And I'll talk to you later. Ciao for now. I love you.